Good morning. It's the 21st of February. Our first reading for the day is Exodus 33 and 34. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Tennant. I read. Inside the tent, without the camp, God spoke to Moses as a man speaks to his friend, and Joshua was there as Moses' attendant. The first recorded conversation in the tent is a prayer and its answer. This great man required great strength. He knew that God alone could help him, and with the tents of Israel far away and a pillar of cloud outside his door, he pleaded with God to give him the guarantee that the mission would be accomplished. Show me thy ways, that I may know thee. A prayer of prayers. Beyond any blessing or seeking of greatness for Israel comes this beseeching for a knowledge of God. The psalmist catches the spirit of this when he declares that the Lord made known his works unto Israel, but his way unto Moses. The Lord was gracious to the man. With a wondrous intimacy, Moses is told that the Lord knows him by name and will be gracious unto him. I will make all my goodness to pass before thee. Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon the rock. There are those who talk and write of the primitiveness of this time of the Exodus. It is true that the people could fall into the basest of states. And cannot that happen today? But Moses is no mere product of his time. He is the Lord's man, with a heart of understanding and a spirit of worship which has touched eternal things. He walks even with us and ahead of us, walking with Jesus in the manner of his conversation before God. We too have heard a voice calling us to himself, saying, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon the rock. And we can add, with deepest joy, that rock is Christ. Moses left the tent and cut for himself two tablets of stone like those which had been shattered on the day of sin, and early next morning, carrying the burden, he climbed for the eighth time upward to a meeting with God. It was a strenuous climb up the lifeless mount, for no beast or man was allowed there. Stones in hand, he reached the top, and the pillar of cloud came down, and the Lord passed by, proclaiming, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Moses bowed down in haste to the ground and worshipped. But the moment was too precious to leave ungrasped. Soon he was again seeking a blessing. Lord, I pray thee, go in the midst of us. Pardon our sin and our iniquity, and take us for thine inheritance. Can we catch the spirit of this man? He rises to the opportunity of prayer, and, taking the very mercy and grace which God has just proclaimed, he seeks a token of it. God, who has threatened to forsake the assembly of the people, let him, in forgiveness, draw near again. It seems that Moses was afraid that the Lord would not allow the erection of the tabernacle in which the glory would dwell in the midst of Israel. With sublime submergence of himself, he speaks of our iniquity and our sin. He is the voice of the nation. The psalmist says, Moses stood in the breach. The wall of Israel was broken down, and Moses put his body in the opening. In all this, there was a foreshadowing of the Great One, the One who, hanging even to the death, would cry for all mankind, Father, forgive them. Moses, too, was embraced in that atonement. Thank you for listening.